How would you feel if you knew that everything you did each and every day had some effect on the world around you? How would you feel if science could prove that we are all linked together somehow in the web of creation? And even further, that this web of creation is now being referred to by science as the mind of God, and that you possess the ability to tap into this incredible power. In Speaking the Lost Language of God, Awakening the Forgotten Wisdom of Prayer, Prophecy, and the Dead Sea Scrolls, visionary and scientist Greg Braden weaves state-of-the-art research with his extensive knowledge of ancient texts throughout this illuminating program where science meets spirituality to answer these questions. He takes you on a journey where science and miracles are merged into a new wisdom and lead to a startling conclusion. Greg's extensive knowledge of ancient texts, coupled with his background in hard sciences, uniquely qualify him to bring the benefits of long-lost traditions to the forefront of our lives today and in our future. By unraveling the mystery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, Greg suggests that Isaiah, the first Old Testament prophet, left precise instructions to the people of the future of how to create and claim the experiences you want that will not only benefit yourself, but your family, community, and ultimately, the world as well. Using principles recognized only recently in the scientific community, Greg also demonstrates how Isaiah's non-religious, non-denominational mode of prayer offers meaningful solutions to the challenges of our time. You'll discover the joy that comes from tapping into your power to bring wellness, abundance, health, security, and happiness to your life. In Speaking the Lost Language of God, you will learn about lost and forgotten ancient texts that have incredible relevancy to how you live your life today and your future. You'll become more aware of the moment-to-moment dialogue you are having with God. You'll discover a unique mode of prayer that empowers you to heal your life and have an effect on everything around you, and discover that the real power of prayer comes from your heart-based feelings, not just your words. You'll discover how science is reinforcing spiritual theories today and the impact these discoveries have on your personal spiritual journey. You'll discover the blueprint to understanding and changing the conditions of your life that no longer serve you. And you'll take an amazing journey of self-discovery through the matrix of Greg's knowledge of spiritual traditions. This fascinating mix of studio and live recordings introduces an empowering technology, a new approach to modern living. It offers you a new and deeper understanding of the unseen forces of thought, feeling, and emotion, and how they relate to prayer and the forces of creation. In addition to understanding how your inner technology works, you'll know how to change the elements of your experiences to better serve you in the future. This information will give new meaning to every moment of every day of your life. And now, the Nightingale Conant Corporation is very pleased to bring you Greg Braden.
Hello, my name is Greg Braden. In the mid-1980s, I found myself working in the aerospace and defense industry as a senior computer systems designer during the last years of the Cold War era. I had the opportunity to see firsthand the development of some of the most sophisticated technology known to humankind today, and at the same time, I witnessed an alarming increase in famine, the growing proportions of the world, epidemics of disease, hunger, war, suffering. It made very little sense in the presence of such advanced technologies. My thinking was, if we could build machines that can tell us the temperature on the surface of a distant world, detect tanks and weapons in the jungles of foreign countries, then certainly we can transport food from point A to point B and feed people whose lives have been destroyed by war and famine and nature. I began a search for a single principle of unity, a catalyst to carry us beyond our differences, the differences responsible for such suffering as we face the greatest challenges of recorded human history. For most of my adult life, I've had a sense that somewhere in the midst of our ancient memory, we were left a clue to help us understand who we are as individuals, who we are as a species, and with that clue, a reason to look beyond the beliefs that may have separated us in the past and lead us into an era of peace, cooperation, hope, and possibility. From ancient temples and tombs, buried underneath centuries of sand and debris, to fragmented texts and monasteries in the mountains of Egypt and the high deserts of Peru, the American desert southwest, for nearly two decades, my search has continued, and it's in these places that the ancients found themselves on a very similar search. Well, it's in these places as well that our ancestors left clues to a lost knowledge for those who would follow in their footsteps. If we have the wisdom to recognize their gifts, and we can find within ourselves the courage to honor the legacy of their search, we may find that the answers to our greatest mysteries are closer than we think. This program is a story of my search for precisely such clues. Through a blend of true life stories, leading-edge science, ancient texts, and direct experience, over the next few hours, together we'll develop the concepts and the applications, the literal instructions for a timeless wisdom that was left to us by those who have laid the foundation of our world today. Through their understanding, we are given new meaning to each moment in every day of our lives. So I invite you to join me on a journey. This is a journey of exploration, discovery, mystery, and insight. It leads us to the powerful wisdom of the ancients and to the knowledge of what they called the most powerful force, the single most powerful force in the universe. It's a force that lives within every one of us. And with that knowledge, we find the empowering message of hope and possibility that lives within us as well today.